Bank of Cardiff. This is Lena. How can I help you?
Good morning, Lena. This is Roy.
Oh,
how are you? I faxed it to you yesterday. Did you receive any of my paperwork?
No, I didn't. Are you sure you faxed it to the right number?
Yeah, with the email, you send me some kind of application you want me to fill, and then it has a fax number.
Yeah, but did you put one in front of the fax number? It has to be 1-888.
Yeah, we put 1-888. Yep, that's what I did.
I didn't receive anything. Can you please send it again?
Okay.
Because we have electronic fax. And I did. What is your, from which number you've sent it?
I don't have the paper with me. It's in my car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you please resend it, or if you can scan it, would be... It's okay. You can send it by fax. I will get it as email anyway, because it comes to our special department, and they send it to me by email. They receive it by email. For your safety, we cannot print anything here. So if you can please resend it again, because, I don't know, maybe they didn't receive it or something. If I would have, I have you, is the same area code as your number?
206, yeah. Yeah.
You ask them to check. Do you know what time you send it?
Yeah, yesterday I sent it around 6 o'clock in Washington time.
Okay, so 6 o'clock our time. Okay,
yeah.
I will check it.
Because we send it like 3-4 times.
Really?
Yeah, to be honest with you, not just one time, 3-4 times. So.
Oh! Wait a second. I am sorry. I have another Roy. I checked the document. Yes, I got your documents. I've got. Roy,
okay.
I'm sorry, and I just spoke with Jose. So, I don't have a problem with your credit score. I don't have a problem with anything except the amount of deposits you are making on your statements. I just looked through it, and you have two bank accounts, right?
Yeah, the other one is just a saving. It's a different bank. I put money in there. I just save money in there.
You deposit like $2,500 or $3,500 a month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem. This is not enough to make payments on such a truck. And the truck you were trying to buy, is it a sleeper truck? Because you didn't
send me any. Yeah, it's a sleeper truck. Yeah, and then, like I said, I'm working for somebody else. I get paid like $1,000 a week.
Yeah.
So I'm working. It's a company. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and tell me, is this truck going to different states or just in one state in California or anywhere?
No, I mean, the company, I don't know if you guys know the company. I thought you guys were going to make contact. He said the most I'm running is in Eastern Washington to Oregon and stuff like that. And then, you know, it's a good contact.
So
you know,
between states, so you have to have multiple states. Like your license plate should be for interstate, right?
Yeah. My license is interstate. My license, driver license.
No, so
oh,
you
just
no. License on the truck.
Yeah. It's gonna be interstate.
They,
yeah.
No, I'm sorry. This is can be done. We cannot approve this for the I have to qualify you as a startup business because you don't have a business, and for startups. To get approved for going across the state line, you have to have at least $10,000 in deposits on your account.
If we have that, I don't think I need a credit. I mean, I couldn't, you know, jump and buy a truck for that. I thought you guys, Well, if you guys can't help me, that's fine. There's no reason to explain everything. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.